And it will be programs that will be implemented in the new financial year. So what do we do about it? We need a costing to those programs. Thank you. Thanks, sir. Maybe I'm coming now with something different. I don't know, but hence this department is still in the meeting, and maybe it will be late. Maybe they will come out late. Maybe they won't come out in time for today, and we'll be able. Tina will go to our debate on Friday. What about leave it in this document like this, and we raise it in our debate as a concern. Maybe there, when the minister is responding, she will respond maybe with the right amount or whatever. Tina, in our debate, we raise it as a concern, and then maybe the minister will come up with something. See again, as it is in this report, and then maybe we take it there. If we don't get a report, a response today still. I don't know. It's my own. And there's the congenital. Yes, and then we raise it as a concern. Maybe the minister will come up with a response that Ewe, Ndibonile, it's an error. This is the right thing. Safe money up. I don't know. I'm going to think.
Chairperson, I think that's a good suggestion, because then we're not taking out something that is already there, you know, in the E&E. So we say it as it is, critique it, whatever, then the minister actually, because he's representing the department, he'll definitely give an answer, because at least efforts have been made to try and get the right amount. So maybe let's leave it as is rather than...
I'm just concerned that we actually reflect things very accurately, because I'm not saying that we remove it, the bullet point, but maybe reword it slightly to indicate, as an observation, the committee noted that the 27.5 million, and even though it was indicated that this was incorrect, the committee is still concerned about how much is actually spent for awareness-raising initiatives. Then the recommendation could be the committee requests very specific information in relation to commemorative events and awareness-raising activities in terms of the expended budget for the 2012-13 year. So in terms of the observation, we're saying, because they did indicate it was incorrect. So the observation, we can say,
let's not complicate ourselves. I think let's leave it as is. I think it's right as they will respond to what we are saying when they respond to this.
Yeah.
Let's leave it as is, because now we will complicate it, you know, further. It's already complicated, because it's a typical error. The department should correct the budget allocated to the National Women's Day activism, as well as the spend. Under recommendation. Yes, we are very much concerned about this. You want to rephrase that? Oh, okay. Yeah, we have it. The department should clarify.
Yeah.
We have correct, but members are saying clarify the budget allocated to National Women's Day.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
In the old
report, yeah, in the old.
Yeah.
Okay. Without holding back any other members, honorable member.
What?
We still have corrections here that are not there. Yeah, I think provisionally we can actually, without having to come back, members, can we then move for the adoption with corrections and additions?
It's just a small thing. I don't know. What are we saying with this point? Read the future. Can't we extend the sentences to say in the future they should actually, you know, validate the information before it comes out? Because we'll be sitting here again in the next financial year before a budget. It is just a caution, you know, to say, can't we just extend to say, you know, in future validate information before. I know it might not be them as such, it's from the ENE document, but, you know, I mean, they also get it before we get it, something like that. No. You must put it for us. What are you saying?
For instance, on the department side, at the end,
and in future, validate information before.
In due course. Validate the information in due course.
Yeah.
Before
actually dissipating the information, something like that.
What do you mean? When you say, are you saying in future?
Yes,
you must provide that information.
They validate what the ENE says before.
In due, just say in due course.
In due course, yeah, it's fine. Something like that.
Pardon?
Yes.
Hi. Honourable member.
Maybe I'm a slow learner in terms of the input that was made by Honourable Morey. I think we have changed this recommendation to say the department should clarify. Hence, in our concern, we have not indicated the issue of the typing error, the incorrectness that was appearing on your ENE. We indicated that the amount that was indicated in the ENE is 27 million. So as the portfolio committee, we are concerned. So in our recommendation, because it's a going concern to us as members, the 27M that is appearing on the ENE, in our recommendation, we want the department to clarify it. No, I'm not quite sure how could I put it, but let us. The typing error does not reflect on the report, on our concern, and in our recommendation. So if it was appearing on our concerns, then it was. In our recommendation, we are supposed to write it in the way that Honorable Morey is saying.
No, taking Chairperson, she's correct. It's issues of alignment to say if you didn't observe, you can't recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what she's saying. Fine, let's leave it as is for now then.
Okay.
Thanks.
Can we then, because we're not going to come together again. I mean, most of us have other, and I also think we are also going to be start writing our speeches. Can we move for the proposed? With the correction? We don't want that typical error reflected here. It's our duty here to make a follow-up to the department to give us that response, you see, but outside the report. That is why we didn't put in the typical error. So the
report as it is, as it stands now.
Yeah, with the correction, with the correction that they have. Yeah. Not end, Lamulama. Okay, moved by Honourable Member Connie.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will move with the correction. Baga.
Okay.
With the correction, Chairperson.
Thank you very much for your patience, Honourable. And this meeting is
Mm-hmm.